Zane, I know it's been a whirlwind for you the last 24, 48 hours. Just take us through the last few days as the season comes to an end and then a new journey begins. What has this last couple days been like from your standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty bittersweet. I love that group of guys and Saginaw, and it's obviously tough to leave them, but I'm stepping into a really good opportunity and kind of a new challenge, and I'm really excited.
You talk about it being bittersweet, and I know you've talked about that part quite a bit. So just like what are the emotions like as you now try to kind of transfer to being a little bit more excited about this new opportunity? Like, does that happen pretty quickly?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I was pretty sad after the game, and I guess you never know if when you play your last game, the junior. But I was pretty sad, and then I kind of got a call from my agents, and I kind of diminished the sadness a bit, but I was pretty excited right away.
So, what was it like today getting an opportunity to be around the group? They're coming off a win on Monday night. Just what's it been like today as you've been around?
It's kind of a day off for the guys here, so really haven't seen much. I saw Runes this morning, and super friendly, super nice. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing the guys probably tomorrow morning.
Okay. So what's the goal for you here, Zane? Like, is this just an opportunity in your eyes to soak it all in and get a little bit more of an idea of what it's like being around the NHL at this stage of the season? What's this what's the goal for you here?
Just kind of learning and soaking everything in, kind of trying to understand the pro lifestyle and figure out what it is to be an NHLer. And we're staying in a pretty nice hotel, so it kind of hit me right away, like this is like how this is the NHL life here. So kind of just trying to learn from the guys, watch a lot, and kind of try and pick up as much as I can.
Anything specifically that you've got your eye on or you're looking to learn in this opportunity?
I wouldn't say I got that figured out right now, but when new lessons approach me, I'm gonna try and take as much from each one. So that's the plan for me right now, and I'll figure it out as I go, I
Yeah.
guess.
Well, I know you said a little earlier today when you spoke with everybody down there in California, you talked about, hey, no real expectations. If you get in, you get in, that's great, but you're not really coming into this opportunity with any set expectations, are you?
No, just trying to learn, see what happens. If I get in, I'll be super grateful. If I don't, I'm still going to be super grateful because I get to learn and watch from a lot of the older guys. And those guys have worked their nose off all year to get here. And I'm really excited for them.
What has the message been, and what has some of the messaging been, maybe, whether it's from Craig Conroy or anyone that you've talked to with the organization? Like, has there been a message from the team to you?
Not yet. Just I think the main one. I mean, I don't want to sound repetitive or give you boring answers, but just try and learn every day, and kind of create some more friendships with these guys and get to know them, and see what it's like to be an NHLer.
If it turns out that you don't get in and with this group in a playoff push and this group fighting for their lives every game and they decide to kind of stick with the group that's gotten them there, like, you understand that. That's perfectly understood coming into this, right?
Yeah, no, that's more than understood. I mean, those 20 guys that go on the ice every night have worked so hard to kind of be in this race here and fight for that last playoff spot. So, I wouldn't say I'm much deserving of kind of getting in that lineup or any of that, but those guys deserve it, and I'm really kind of cheering for them and kind of hoping that I get to see some playoff hockey here.
I know you were asked this morning, like you haven't even begun to wrap your head around what maybe getting that first NHL game might look like. Like, it's way too early for that. Would that be fair?
No, I guess I haven't thought about it too much. I mean, every kid wants to play in their first NHL game, and I've kind of thought about it my whole life, but I wouldn't say over these last couple of days I've been kind of preparing for that or kind of thinking about that, and I'm just coming here trying to, enjoy my time.
Yeah, we're chatting with Zane Parekh of the Flames. How much have you been following the group? I mean, you were in the stretch drive the last time we spoke to you, and then you've been in the postseason the last couple of weeks. While you had your season going on in Saginaw, how much were you keeping tabs on the Flames?
I mean, I was checking the standings probably after every game, but I would try and catch a lot of the 7 o'clock games, or I mean the 10 o'clock games. They're harder for me to watch just because that's usually my bedtime there. So
Yeah.
whenever I got a chance to kind of watch and they're on the East Coast, I would, but I wouldn't say I watch every game, but I kind of caught last night's game, and that was a good come from behind win.
Zane, whether it be on the ice or off the ice, and kind of your mental approach to things, how are you a different guy? How are you a different player on April 8th than you were in mid-September in your first NHL training camp? Like, what have the last 6, 7, 8 months, what type of growth have we seen in Zane Parekh, the player and the guy?
Yeah, I think as a leader, I've matured a lot, and I stepped into a different role this year in Saginaw, and I was kind of more relied on, and one of the kind of veterans there. So I thought as a leader, I've grown a lot, and as a person too, I thought I've taken steps in that same leadership spot, but as a person, I feel I've matured a lot and grown a lot there too. And as a player, I think kind of maturing my game and being better away from the puck was a really big focus this year, while also kind of continuing to do and take that stuff with the puck to another level. I think I would say I kind of checked that off this year. I wouldn't say I'm perfect, but and no one is, but I'm just trying to get better every day and learn as I go.
You had that incredible season, and the numbers were off the charts, but there was also some, significant stretches of adversity for you throughout the year, different times. How is that adversity and some of those challenges? How have those things made you better?
I think you just kind of, take it with, or use that as adversity as motivation. I think that was kind of the best way to look at it, and the best way to use it. So as much as people don't want to face adversity in life, I mean, if there was none, there wouldn't be any growth or development. So
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times it's a really good thing.
Two more for you. First of all, now you're with an NHL club. You're going to be with this group for the next little while. Maybe you get into a game, maybe you don't get into a game. That remains to be seen. But how ready do you feel, and how ready do you feel your game is for this opportunity?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think you gotta get in there to find out. I mean, junior is a whole nother beast, and when you're going from junior to the NHL, it's a really big step. So, I think my game is where it needs to be in terms of where I was at the start of the year to now. I mean, I've taken a lot of steps, and I guess we're gonna have to find out here.
Yeah, last one. Has it even started to sink in, begun to sink in, or is your head still swimming from the last 24, 48 hours?
No, it's starting to sink in. It's starting to hit me, and I'm really enjoying it. It was, it's been a pretty cool experience, even though it's only been about 24, 48 hours. But I feel like a little kid out here, to be
That's awesome.
honest, and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, Zane, keep enjoying it, man. We'll see you back here in Calgary later on this week, but enjoy the next couple of days in California. Congratulations on the recall, and thanks for doing this today, hey?
No worries. Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you soon, Pat.